The same year Triumph of the Will was made, 1934, Alois Faller, a German communist, was taken for questioning by the Nazis' secret police, the Gestapo.
They hit me in the face, for 3 hours, always at my face. In the meantime, my eardrum had split, so then I heard an incredible racket. It was a roaring, an incredible roaring, so you couldn't understand anything properly any longer.
When Alois suffered a massive hemorrhage, the Gestapo made him clean his own blood off the floor before sending him to a concentration camp. The reason that this kind of persecution did not, for the most part, damage Hitler amongst the general population was because the perception of many Germans was that Hitler was using violence to bring order.
Right at the beginning, the first communists and social democrats were carted off. I even saw it myself, the lorries. It didn't make us think. They were only communists, after all. Enemies of the people.
Hitler was careful to act mostly against groups in German society that many other Germans were already prejudiced against, like Jews and communists. Hitler was aware that as a charismatic leader, the more he targeted carefully defined enemies, the better.